Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Don't look now, Boston, but we got a freight train of baseball awesome running right up and down the Pacific West Coast. It's like the Trans-Pacific Railroad of victory. Got off in Seattle, making its way to San Francisco next. Dan Ball, your baseball team has won 9 of their last 12.
Wow.
4 series in a row.
Didn't know it was possible.
Dealt away their highest paid, well, second highest paid player, because St. Bregman is getting $40 million average annual value. But if we're talking about the breadth of the entire contract, then you've dealt away your highest paid player.
In franchise history, no less.
In franchise history. A guy that was signed to a bloated deal who, upon being dealt away, left Stiz Grimey in his hoodie-footy Red Sox pajamas crying next to an empty half rack of Sam Adams light summer drinks. All up in his Fenway Fields.
It was so intense. I did Sam Summer. I'm not going light. This was a that was a horrible day. I was
brutal.
Eating my feelings.
Eating? Did you really?
Yes. When I got the new Ben and Jerry's. Like now they have the pint. I forget what it's called.
They've had pints for forever.
Whatever. But now they have a new
it's
one.
Called
it's
called
like
what?
A double. I forget.
No. Uber, it's a Uber. Repeat exactly.
Wait,
what
is it
just called?
Uber Scoopa?
Something like
an
that.
Uber Scoopa. Have you ever said anything more Boston than Uber Scoopa?
But I ate it all. That's
did
what
you really?
I know. Yes.
Have you ever? By the way, side note. There are going to be a lot of side notes today. It's
what?
Be
what
a,
happened?
What's that?
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Like the shades.
Thank you very much. You know what it was? It was just there was just so much sun on my drive up today that my eyes feel a little tired. They're a little fatigued. So I'm just letting them catch up to the bright lights of our studio. And by the way, you can listen to WEEI Afternoons, obviously 93.7 FM. We are New England Sports Original. WEEI.com, our fabulous affiliates, or the Odyssey app. You probably use it all the time, Dan.
Love
Paul.
It. Love it. And it's free, which
is
my
free.
Favorite thing in the world as a producer in
radio.
Yeah,
of course. You can go to the Google store. You can go, what do they call it? The Android store? The Android shop?
I just go to the Apple store.
Android,
I don't concern myself
the app
with that.
Store, Android Corner. What is that what they call it in Chelsea these days? Android Corner? Yeah? Okay.
Sure, we'll go with that.
We'll go to the Apple store, whatever. Download it today. You can listen to all of our podcasts. And, of course, you can take in the show, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or YouTube Live. Nothing to see here.
Nope.
Everything's fine.
Not a thing. Just focus on the audio, the words. And
the words.
That's all we
need.
Don't forget,
guys, sports radio, this is an aural medium. A-U-R. A-L, aural medium.
Fantastic.
You're very welcome. Stiz, were you really that upset that you like got into like extra snacks, extra bevs and whatnot? And have you gotten over it at this point as our now resident super fan in residence?
I mean, was I upset that we
super
traded away our best player? Yes, I was. You know, is it helping seeing Devers hit, you know, balls out, singles, doubles? No, not really helping. I did
smiling,
the Giants.
Smiling for the San Francisco Giants now, just in bed with the enemy for the next almost decade, smiling, waiting to just get after you this
exactly.
weekend.
Exactly. The Red Sox did win last night. The Giants did lose. So, I mean,
justice.
Finally, it's been served.
It has been served.
On the same day where
finally,
the
justice
South
in
Shore,
Boston.
Finally, justice
served.
In Boston. As the South Shore dysfunctional retrial of the century, a.k.a. Karen Reed 2.0. Electric Canton Boogaloo comes to a close mercifully By the way, Rafael Devers loses and the Red Sox win a huge game, 3-1, taking 2 out of 3, the rubber match from the Seattle Mariners, making their way victoriously to Oracle Park tomorrow night, 10:15. You are not going to want to miss First Pitch, be it on the television, your interwebs, or, of course, right here, Dan Ball, on the Red Sox Radio Network. Who do we know is on the call? Is it going to be... It'll be Fleming and...
I believe it's still Lou. Let me double Fleming check that Lou? On Ooh, the fly. Here we go. Here juicy. We go. It is Will Fleming and Lou Merlone. I'm not sure there's a better duo given the stage and what they're going to be talking about than those two.
Yeah.
Given that they have been boots on the ground for this whole thing. I heard their voice recording on the Section 10 podcast with them live on the plane after Rafael Devers was unceremoniously escorted off of it. So otherwise they've seen known this as thing the, from beginning to end.
Otherwise known as the reverse Mirabelli.
Yes, absolutely.
He was police escorted into town to save Tim Wakefield back in 2006 upon reacquisition. Man. And Rafael Devers was asked, as if he were somebody who believed there was a snake person on the plane, was uncomfortable with the size of the passenger next to him, or couldn't stop releasing flatulence, was asked to be removed from the plane, Ubered back to the stadium, the ballpark, if you will, that he used to call his home, and then flown across country on another airline to his new home team. Good luck. God bless. Farewell.
And don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. The question of the day here now on WEEI Afternoons, your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens alongside Dan Ball, a.k.a. Danny Ballgame.
Hello.
Craig Breslow's here.
Breslow.
All right.
Hello.
How you doing, Craig?
We got Hello.
Hello.
It is you I'm looking for. And I can see it in your eyes. Or hello from the outside. Let's see how many songs involving the word hello we can have Breslow bot do for us. Great new addition to the show. What do you think, Andy and Stiz Grimey, Stanley Bruno behind the glass today, our production assistant, of course, the legend of Javon, Jacob Lesnar, with us too.
Love it.
I wonder how Breslow feels about the fact that people around town think he is even more robotic than before. Not just in the fact, in the manner in which he's conducted himself in press avails this week, Dan. Obviously, the Zoom Monday night explaining how and why the Rafael Devers deal had to happen when it did. But also just the AI story that leaked out, which I know we'll get to later on in the hour, and the Red Sox subsequent confirmation of it. I wonder how everybody inside the walls of Fenway Sports Group and the Red Sox at large feels about the way they have been discussed and perceived over the past week.
I'd wonder about that as well. I'd wonder if maybe some of your new age employees, your driveline era of Red Sox employees, are not overly bothered by it because that's just the way of the world and the way that they believe things should be done. I would also wonder if there's maybe an older guard, pre-Breslow and Bloom era Red Sox employee that's looking at some of these stories and going,
not great.
Not great.
It's learning. It's like working. You know what it's like being here now that we've discovered our Breslow bot voice generator? It's like either working at a Radio Shack in the 80s or like when a kid was given their first Texas Instruments speak and spell.
Yeah.
And your parents are like, this is great. You know,
they'll
phonetically,
wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. And eventually they were just like, fart, 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 boob, boobs. Toilet.
Nice shades, Nick.
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Why must it hurt to laugh?
I feel like maybe there's some Red Sox people that are going, finally, this is out there. I wonder if there's a subsect of the front office that is going, this is the way that they've been forcing us to do things. This is the kind of the changeover and the penny-pinching way that we're operating. And they're going, finally, this is shedding some light. I'd wonder about that.
I would as well. 617-779-7937, of course, is your telephone number to text into the program or give us a call if you want to weigh in with your current Red Sox thoughts as well. Just to set the table on today's program, our old pal Ted Johnson, 3-time Super Bowl champion. You out of your mind, bro? Big Ted comes in at 3 o'clock today, and we'll do our three-point stances as well. 4 o'clock, we're going to get into some Patriots action because it's been a little bit, it's been a minute at least since we've talked a little football. We'll also talk some rumors surrounding your Boston Celtics as well. Seems there are a couple of teams that are just randomly, or is it random, associated or possibly tied to your Boston Celtics, Dan, with potential trade rumors floating around that would turn ahead, to say the least. And, of course, we'll wrap things up today. 5:30, quiz with Stiz.
Oh, boy.
And today, is it me versus Ted?
I go to the quiz master himself.
That's right.
Now, you set the parameters, of course. You welcome the participants into the Kumite, Stanley.
Yep, that's right. Talk to Ted. He's like, oh, bring it.
Really? Well, yep, unlike a lot of times on the middle of the field, whether it was at the old Foxborough Stadium or Gillette Stadium or on the road, I got to say this. Johnson, you're going down.
Ooh. I would like you to see that come 3 o'clock and on when you say it to his face.
Well, it already looks like I got taken down by Ted Johnson, so it's all good. Dan, let me ask you this. So yesterday's win, 3-1,
yep,
big one for the Sox. Crochet doesn't have, I won't say it's the most electric stuff we've seen from the pig.
Wasn't the most efficient start that he's had
wasn't.
Recently.
A little wild, a little outside the zone. We had some wild pitches, a little bit of zone control. However, still, gets the job done. It is a quality start. Yep. 6 hits allowed over 6 innings. Only 1 earned run.
What a world where that is his less than stellar start.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? It's unbelievable.
It's so refreshing.
It's like I saw yesterday people making a lot online of like, wow, can you believe this? Imagine getting charged with OUI and celebrating all night long. Just to contemporarily frame it.
Yeah.
Imagine getting charged with an OUI and being like, yes, thank God, the nightmare is over. And now for Garrett
Crochet. Just imagine any of that.
Stiz is still just like, I feel like a justice was not done.
I don't, but listen.
You don't?
Are you doing your 3-point stance?
How many times have I told you off mic? You should definitely jump in with a 3-point stance on this today.
Are you doing it on what we
discussed? How many times have I told you?
Agrees.
Okay.
How many times?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If I told you off mic, things that I can't tell you on the record, frequency modulated, broadcast to the millions, things that I have heard, things that people that I know, that tells you that justice was probably served yesterday.
Well, I don't agree. And I actually spoke
over-easy, home fries, dry toast.
I spoke to someone that you know very well last night who also agrees with me. So
really?
Yep.
You spoke to my wife?
No.
Oh, okay. She doesn't care.
Did you get backed into as well? Is that
does
why we're
look
why
like
we're,
that?
That's what happened.
Does
yep,
look
that's,
like
yep.
that?
Yeah, actually, we had a little Karen Reed role play. I lost.
Oh, you lost. Yeah,
I make no jokes about that because John O'Keefe, rest in peace. Obviously, member of the Canton Police Force, also brother of Kristen O'Keefe, who I went to high school with at Braintree High. She
oh,
lost
no
her,
kidding.
Sadly,
oh, that's
she
too
lost
bad.
Her battle with cancer about 15 years ago, which
right.
is why her children were in John's care. Which it's truly an American tragedy. I heard. Keefe and Jones doing a great job on middays of when this finally becomes a Hollywood feature film, who's going to play who, who's O'Keefe, who directs, and most importantly, who plays Karen Reed. I still say Emily Blunt plays Karen Reed, John Krasinski directs.
Oh, I like that. I got a, from just a facial structure perspective, I actually texted a friend of mine about this. The woman, Britt Lauer, who played Helly R in Severance,
ooh.
Has a very similar facial structure to Karen Reed. So
good
point. That would be my casting decision.
Very good. Stiz, when you get a chance, weigh in with who you'd like to see play Karen Reed whenever that Hollywood feature film comes out. Kind of have like a Gone Girl type of vibe to it. So I guess you could also have like an Affleck get in on that.
Amy Schumer can play her.
Oh,
Amy
God.
Schumer, are you nuts?
Karen may want to play herself.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's, yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, back on the other side, back on the proper baseball side of the tracks. So the baseline now for Crochet is, you know, not perfect, yet still goes up against a team that doesn't necessarily mash as well. The Mariners try to win baseball games the same way the Red Sox do right now, which is manufacturing or generating a couple of runs, playing solid defense, and then, of course, elite level or, if not, top-tier pitching. Sox, absolutely, the rest of the way, the bullpen was phenomenal yesterday. Once again,
What do you have now? 10 innings in a row from my guy. You've got the unscored. Then the fact that they go six with Crochet, and then Chapman pitches the eighth, correct?
Yes, sir.
Looking like money once again. And yep. Weissert in the ninth. Interesting roll of the dice by Bailey and Corey yesterday to not have the guy that has been throwing absolute nitrous. He's beyond throwing standard petroleum now. Like, Chapman has been throwing nitrous. And he throws the eighth. And Weissert, was that a matchup-related issue?
It was. So yeah. Chapman came in the eighth to face the top of the lineup. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with Julio Rodriguez, and you're dealing with the big dumper in the number three spot. And his splits from a power perspective suggest that if you get him to the right side of the plate, he's a better average hitter, but he's far less effective hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. So you're like, all right, I'll take a single from Cal Raleigh on the right side against Chapman if he can manage to get a good swing on a ball. And that's exactly what he didn't do. And that was something that was brought up during spring training when they signed Chapman, because mm-hmm. there were still questions. This is when Liam Hendricks was a factor in all of this. There mm-hmm. were still questions of, okay, so who's your closer?
Right.
Who's your ninth inning guy?
Nobody wanted closer by committee. I know Hart railed against it. Many Red Sox fans at large in the nation also railed against it. That they just want a dedicated guy. It's fun to know when it's time, when it's winning time in baseball. This is the guy we trust 9 times out of 10, 15 times out of 16 to come in and slam the door and secure the victory.
I don't remember a lot of championship caliber teams not having that one guy. I guess maybe last year the Dodgers kind of got away with just having a bunch of great high leverage arms, but they still had Blake Treinen. He's closer adjacent. So I'm very much in team. You have a designated closer, but after spring training, we really didn't see it. Chapman became your closer. He's been dynamite, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, and you really didn't have to have it. But I loved it. I thought it was dynamic managing on the fly, and something that we have called for so much.
Dynamic managing. Save that one, Stiz. And Dan Ball, tuck that one away. I like that. Dynamic okay. managing. I like that.
And I'll define it for you, and it's something, Fitzy, that we've asked for so much. Managing with a feel for the baseball game. You felt that 1, 2, and 3 were the part of the lineup in an offensively weak team that could hurt you the most, and you made a decision that was going to back that. I loved seeing that.
Bravo.
Yesterday.
Bravo,
loved
Danny.
It. Loved
bravo.
It. Bravo.
That's what I have said about Cora for years. Now, I know this year many people have said that Alex Cora has turned into more of a PR spokesman or a front man. Basically, he's the press secretary in a lot of ways. Or the subsecretary beneath Sam Kennedy, because he has to answer so many questions
right.
about so much dysfunction, so much turmoil.
Well, I mean, we heard from Craig Breslow a few moments ago on the show. You can understand why you might want to have somebody with a little bit of a human touch compared to what we just
correct.
Heard.
Correct. And one of the things that I've said to Lou Merlone many times, both on air and off, about why Alex Cora is so popular, why Lou loves him, and not just because they're both former ball players and utility infielders, but the way that he handles games. I love Alex Cora's, now here's where the dynamic managing comes in, his ability to both play the old-fashioned feel for the game, like this is what my hunch and gut tell me to do. Okay, here's the research, here are the analytics, this is what the advanced metrics and research tells you to do. And you have to, that the constant job, you're managing these personalities, you have to know who's feeling what. Maybe somebody slept like crap. Somebody's kid is sick back home. Someone's feeling really good today. And then you have to mix that with the environment, the momentum, the in-game feel, and, of course, the stack of papers that Nerdtron delivers on a regular basis, Driveline, and everybody else. It's difficult. It's incredibly difficult. I would think managing a baseball game used to be one of the easiest things to do in professional sports. Skip would just sit back, arms rested over the gut, chawing on a little tobacco right there with the wool cap pulled down. And, you know, you would trust your veterans. You have your guys go out there and get it done and let it be. And now it must be so much more complex, so much more difficult, so much more next level. And that's what I love about Cora.
Well, that's I think, kind of what split a lot of the fan base on him. It's a great point that you bring up, because the part of the fan base that still really likes him and thinks that he's the best man for the job believe that one of his strengths is managing all of those different elements, the feel versus the analytics, while also being a frontward facing personality mm-hmm. for the team. His critics, I think, started to believe, and there were decisions that would suggest that this might have been true, that he did become a bit of an employee of the numbers, that he was just, all right, well, the paper says I'm doing this, or the iPad says I'm doing this, so I'm going to walk out to the mound and do this. And his only real role where he was showing his true self was when he would speak to us or speak to the media or wherever else. That's why I was so pleasantly surprised with how yesterday was handled, And maybe the last, say, week or 10 days or so, ever since this turnaround has gone on, you've seen the starters going longer into games, more trust from your coaching staff and your starters. And it just seems like all of the questions that were coming with your manager maybe are starting to dissipate a little bit after things were reaching a point where you either needed to turn it around or big changes were happening. So I don't know if it's a coincidence. Maybe they're just playing better baseball, but I've really liked the way that it seems like Alex Cora is impacting these games over this last hot streak.
617-779-7937. If you would like to weigh in, are you comfortable with the way your Boston Red Sox are likely going to have to win games for the foreseeable future? We know the lineup is going to get a couple of jolts in the next few weeks, both in the return of Willie Abreu, which should be sooner, and if we're to believe reports as well as the videos we've seen of Alex Bregman in his rehabilitation training back at Fenway, looks like he is a little more game, might be back a little bit sooner than later. So you could get a lefty and a righty jolt back in the lineup as well. But until then, and maybe even shortly thereafter, Dan, they're going to have to try to win games 3-1, 4-3. What is it, 8 games in a row where they've scored 4 runs or fewer?
Yeah.
And yet still here they are on the winning side of things as well. San Francisco, a little offensively anemic themselves, hence why they were so eager to get in bed with your former designated hitter. And
funny how that works when you can't hit the ball great.
Wine-drinking whiner in residence now. He is your problem, San Francisco. Looking to, by the way, just a little tease into tomorrow as well. We're looking to get one of our sister stations from San Francisco involved so we could do a little bi-coastal preview, Red Sox and San Francisco Giants style. That should be a lot of fun as well. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more of the spillover of the Rafael Devers drama and dysfunction. Seems like a couple of former members of Red Sox Nation, a couple of probably my favorite two Red Sox of all time, are now in a little bit of a, would you call it a spat? Is it a disagreement?
A little kerfuffle, if you will.
It's not a full-blown feud yet, right?
No, it's not unless David Ortiz sends another shot across the bow. Then we're starting to get into feud territory. This is divisive to the point where the biggest legends in this century of Red Sox baseball are starting to disagree about how it's being handled.
Which is actually kind of not just for making radio in the summertime as well. This is kind of a big deal. We'll see which side of the Devers drama you come down on, Team Pedro or Team Poppy. All that and more when we come back here on WEEI Afternoons with Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Dan Ball. And now let's catch up on everything trending in the wide world of sports with Dan Ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.